and parts of myself that I've never shared publicly. They'll also uncover the lessons I've learned through that time, like what it means to stay grounded in the face of doubt, fear, and criticism, why others matter, and how our objective in life is not to be like everyone else. The final three chapters move in an outward trajectory, focusing on how we can impact others in our journey of faith and purpose. When we are grounded in whose we are, not only can we handle the storms that come, but we can also begin to move forward in a more purposeful direction. We can begin to live in a new way. We can impact others even when our circumstances look bleak. We can use our stories to help others in their own. Look, I'm not perfect. I'm on a faith journey just like you are. I have good days, I have bad days. Sometimes I get it right. Other days, I struggle. I know that when I'm settled in my identity, I live at my best. While this book doesn't offer cookie-cutter answers or a concrete plan about what to do when you stand on shaky ground, my prayer is that it strengthens your faith, gives you hope, and shines light on your dark places. My prayer is that after listening to this book, you can walk away inspired, armed with courage, ready to tackle life and make a difference.